Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast. The Mark Cox Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
The Mark Cox Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
Let's get it on. Is The Mark Cox Show.
Unreal, to be honest with you. It's, you know, just the whole tournament has meant so much to me over the years. Coming here in 95 for the first time and being able to play as an amateur, winning in 97, and then come full circle 22 years later, be able to do it again.
How about that? You know, I figured I'd lead off with a good sports story this morning.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Blues didn't fare so well yesterday.
It didn't look very good last night. But that's,
like a baseball game.
They're still leading the series 2-1. So let's think positive.
It's going to be okay.
And the other thing I kept thinking is if we don't play well at home, well, thankfully, most of the games are in Winnipeg. So we can win the series.
That's true. We played really well there. Tiger Woods, did you watch the Masters?
I did. I watched the whole thing.
I'm anxious to see what the ratings are overnight for CBS.
It's got to be amazing.
Oh, it's got to be huge.
With Tiger versus
even starting
Tiger.
So early. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I try to be a good dad, right? Because yesterday my daughter was in a play. Mm-hmm. She was in a musical. And I looked at the timing of the musical, and it was started at 2:00. And this was on Friday, and I'm like, oh, that's just perfect. They've scheduled the musical right in the middle of the Masters.
How dare they?
My wife says, really? And I'm like, no. I'm like, listen, I'm not going to skip the musical to watch it, but I'm just saying, why did they schedule? She goes, they're theater people. And think about that. And I'm like, well, you're right. I get that. On some level, I get that. And then on Saturday, I find out they moved the start back to 7:30, and it saved me.
Yes.
Because at 1:40, I'm sitting outside of the theater waiting to go in, watching on my phone as Tiger Woods clenches.
Puts on the jacket. Yeah.
It was just beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. The timing worked out beautifully. I was so happy.
I'm so happy for you,
I know.
Mark.
I was happy for me, too. You know, I'm just glad Tiger came back.
Yeah, Mia's lacrosse games were canceled as well, so it freed up my entire Sunday to watch sports.
Had to be huge. Just had to be huge for him.
I'm so glad he won.
And you know, I was interested to see your reaction as women this morning, because I talked to at least two women over the weekend who were not happy about it because they hate Tiger Woods for that controversy he was involved in with his ex-wife.
Honestly, like, that's his personal life. That stinks. I'm glad he's not my ex-husband or husband, but I just want to watch him play golf.
Yep. I had this conversation over the weekend with my family, and I know that, like, it's inappropriate to cheat on your wife with hundreds of women, but
hundreds.
There's rumors that it was a lot. But I don't care. Like, she got $100 million in the divorce settlement. She's moved on, and they're co-parenting.
That is, I think, so shallow of you.
I think they're fine.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I would leave my husband in a heartbeat if that was the case. But it wouldn't hurt as bad if I got $100 million out of the deal.
All
so
future husband candidates, he paid his be dues. Warned.
Yeah, I think he paid his dues.
If you're gonna hate everybody for that, good luck finding people to hang out with.
See,
you know?
That's why I love that I share this studio with a couple of common sense women. I just say that because this weekend I ran across at least two or three women I was talking to who said, I hope he loses. I hope he loses. I'll never forgive him for what he did.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, doesn't bother me.
He's not your ex-husband.
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting, too, when you think about it. We're living in a different day and age now. Like, even with the president and different, like, scandals coming out, of like, people accept a lot more from humans, like, error. I like it because I'm like, everybody's flawed. You can move on and you can still respect people professionally or for their talent and not like really want to like couple up with them because of their philandering. And it's just interesting that I don't know that like 10, 15, 20 years ago that would have been the case.
Yeah. You're such a liar. You lie.
I don't know, well, man.
I don't think you have to like him as a person to necessarily appreciate the what he's done for like as a golfer.
I might like him.
I can separate him. It's just like music. It's anything. Your actors and actresses that you like, your sports people, your, you know, musicians, whatever. There's, you know, there's just got to be, for me, there's a separation there.
I just, given what he's been through with the multiple back surgeries, all of that stuff, golf is such a, you have to physically be able to put the ball where you want to, but it's such a mental game.
It's such a mental game.
To overcome that and to come back and know that you're beating Brooks Koepka, the guy with the massive biceps who won here in St. Louis. And, you know, you're out there with the guy who was beating you by two strokes when the day started, and he choked when his ball went in the water. And it just
And it was exciting to watch because it was so clear. There was a time where there was a 5-way tie for the lead. I mean, it was exciting. It was a fun thing to watch.
It was a lot of fun, almost as fun as watching the Sunday morning shows. Chris Wallace got me kind of fired up yesterday.
Oh, really?
I thought that might get you fired.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have to ask Chris about that on Thursday. Hopefully, we get him on the radio because I don't know. We're talking about the whole Ilhan Omar thing and the thing that the president tweeted out, and it's controversial this morning, and I still am not quite sure why. And that's something we'll talk about. 314-241-9797. Hans von Spakovsky coming up here about 6:10. We'll talk to him about the Mueller report, which, of course, we're expecting it by maybe tomorrow or Wednesday of this week if Barr stays on schedule. We got Rodney Boyd coming up this morning. We got Colonel Alan West, because who else would you want to have on other than this guy?
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
How could I top that? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people, and they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply. And let's see if they're so happy. They say we have open arms.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're saying they have open arms. Let's see if they have open arms.
I'm sorry. I said last week when this story first broke that the president suggested this and his folks talked him out of it, I said at the time, that's brilliant. Because now you're going to force these people who claim we're a sanctuary, we welcome everyone, to say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. We can't take all those people. What the hell are you talking about? Suddenly that he's got them on the defensive, and Trump's very good at that.
Put your money where your mouth is, sanctuary cities.
Apparently Cher tweeted out about it. You know, Cher, big lefty, hates Donald
Trump. I do
know
Cher.
She's probably got room in her houses for a few.
Yeah, no kidding.
She tweeted out, we've got vagrants living on the streets in L.A. We can't take any more people. Well, you're a sanctuary city. What's the point? Right?
Yeah.
We're just going to bus a few of them in. You can house them there, you know, deal. I mean, obviously, the point is the cost ultimately is going to go back on the federal government anyway. But in the meantime, you can deal with the problem locally if that's what you think is the best course of action. But, of course, in reality, it's not, because talk is cheap. And ask some of these families of people who've been murdered by these illegals.
I rarely agree with them, but Geraldo said it was a stunt. I think it is, but it's smart. It's a smart stunt.
It's a smart stunt.
Yeah.
What did Jerry? Well, let's play Jerry's comments. 19.
Let me start by agreeing that I think that a lot of what the president is saying is born of frustration because of the lack of cooperation by the Democrats on the border. Right. They are doing nothing to help other than making things more difficult. But this is a stunt. You're not going to take this is also illegal.
It's illegal to do what?
I don't know. I'm not sure. That was a weird.
What is it illegal to do? You know what happens here, don't you? I mean, we know that for sure. Generally speaking, under this catch and release scenario, they catch people. They slap them on the wrist because they don't have enough room to house them all now, right? Because there's 100,000 a month coming over. And they release them into the country, at which point they have to get on a bus and go somewhere. So basically, if we're just giving them a free ticket to L.A. or San Francisco, that should be viewed as a generous offer on our part, shouldn't it? I'm just talking out loud here.
I mean, it's good showmanship, and it, like, you know, it's probably very Trumpy.
I think it's pretty funny. Quite frankly.
Yes,
you have to admire that. Nancy Pelosi was apparently on 60 Minutes last night.
What a horrible woman she is.
I know, Jack. I agree. But for some reason, they felt this was the time to waste a portion of the 60 minutes of airtime they get for that program to put Nancy Pelosi on the air. The president referred to it as some sort of a stunt. And a fluff piece is what he called it. And I honestly don't know how you disagree with that. What was the purpose of 60 Minutes putting Nancy Pelosi, giving her 10 minutes of airtime last night on CBS? Go to cut 9.
May I introduce you to the idea of the power of the speaker is to set the agenda. We didn't have a speaker who would bring a gun bill to the floor. We didn't have a speaker who would bring a Dreamers issue to the floor. We do now. And that's a very big difference. The power of the speaker is awesome.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Nancy, I don't know how to break this to her. Like, did somebody had this conversation with her? Those are dumb ideas. That's why the previous speaker didn't bring them to the floor. That's it. See, this is the thing. The Democrats see this as a winning strategy. Eric Swalwell announced yesterday, along with Pete Buddha, whatever his last name is, that he's running for president. Two of them are out now. Two more, I should say. I shouldn't use the word out and Pete, whatever his name is, in a sentence. I didn't mean it that way.
We
I just
meant
that
meant.
They yes. both came out and announced that they're running for
That's
president.
Accurate.
And Swalwell, this is his top priority.
Starting with guns. I will be the first campaign to make ending gun violence the top priority in my campaign.
Gun confiscation is what these Democrats think will win them the White House. Free Medicare for all is what the Democrats think will win them the White House. The only thing that's going to win them is a lot of resentment from hardworking Americans who know the price of anything they call free, number one, and who understand that our founders' wisdom still survives 240 years of attacks by the progressive left in this country in the form of the Second Amendment. The Missouri Scout put a poll out this weekend, and this says it all. Joe Biden leads the pack in all of the polls they've done. Bernie Sanders comes in second. Now, of course, Biden hasn't declared yet. And then everybody else is an also-ran after that. In Missouri, if the election were held today, Donald Trump would take 51% of the vote, even over Joe Biden. And among the rest of the also-rans, including Bernie Sanders, he wins by an even bigger margin. He wins by another 4% over Bernie Sanders. So this is what the left doesn't get. They're not reflective of the American people. They're reflective of a very small slice of radical left-wingers in this country. And every single one of their candidates so far is only appealing to that small slice of people, which explains why the president in the first quarter out-fundraised the top two Democrats combined. He brought in over $30 million in the first quarter. Donald Trump wins in a landslide unless something radical happens in the next 18 months. I'm just telling you. 314-241-9797. What say you? How do you feel about it? How would you have answered that poll? How would you vote tomorrow?
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, referring to 9/11, where 2,900 plus people lost their lives at the hands of Muslim terrorists. And she's unhappy about that, but she doesn't want to come out and call them fellow Muslims who did that. She wants to refer to them as some people who did something. Dismissing the deaths of 2,900 people as just something that happened. Her lengthier comments, if you listen to some people claim that that was taken out of context. If you listen to the lengthier version of it, it's even more disturbing. Now, I didn't write that for Ilhan Omar. Donald Trump didn't write that for Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar wrote that. Ilhan Omar said that. Conservatives across America are held responsible, threatened with boycotts, pulled off the air on a daily basis, it seems like these days, for things that they say. But in this case, it's Ilhan Omar not being held responsible for what she said, but they're trying to point the blame at the president for retweeting her comments. Chris Wallace this weekend had Sarah Sanders on. Go to cut 29, please.
Now, that was only the only 5 seconds we felt comfortable showing. It goes on in a much worse way of her seeming, no question about it, to minimize 9/11 and then horrible images from 9/11. I guess two questions. One, it goes on for 43 seconds like that. Why is the president comfortable putting out horrible images like that? And secondly, does he worry at all about inciting violence against Muslims in general or Ilhan Omar in specific?
Now, I'm fascinated by that. And I want to ask Chris about it if we have him on Thursday. He played the 5 seconds you heard us play there. In fact, the one we played was 14 seconds. And he admits that there's a greater context there that's even more disturbing. But he goes on to blame the president for inciting violence by tweeting out a link to those comments. Why is the responsibility on Donald Trump or on me or on anyone else who retweets her comments? Nancy Pelosi over the weekend, and I'm sure she probably did it in the context of that 60 Minutes interview as well, said that the president was inciting violence and had increased death threats, the risk of death threats against Ilhan Omar, and she had reached out to the Capitol Hill police to investigate. Investigate what? The death threats? I hope they do. I'm opposed to death threats against anybody. Anybody who does that has a mental deficiency. Anybody who would threaten death to anyone on Twitter or Facebook or any other social media or through a phone call to their office is a mental midget. They're an idiot. But for Nancy Pelosi to claim that, lo and behold, Less than 12 hours later, Ilhan Omar issues a statement that death threats against her have increased and that the president must stop retweeting her comments out of fear that people are going to harm her somehow. And I don't know what I'm, what am I missing here?
Well,
any, what am I missing here?
To me, you're the, like the president tweeted out a video of her comments with audio underneath it, with very graphic video of 9/11. So okay. It was like a very disturbing video, but like the only part, here's the thing. I think she said something flip and it was inappropriate. I think her bigger message was that, was not necessarily wrong. I think now everybody looks bad because instead of just him saying, hey, this was bad, or tweeting out her original comments, he took an edited video that's very ominous and it is kind of inciting. So now, in my opinion, he looks bad too, where he could have just been like, that was really crappy of her to downplay that and leave it at that. That's how I feel about it.
I don't have a problem with what he did.
Sure.
I don't.
But he's our president,
you know, again, it's somebody who's standing up for America. We have networks in this country that now have it up as a policy, and it's 2019. For 18 years, there are networks in this country that have made the editorial decision not to show the video anymore of the airplanes going into the Twin Towers. Explain that one to me. I disagreed with it when I was in the media, in television, television news specifically, CBS News, CNN, ABC, NBC. These networks made an editorial decision not to show that video anymore. And I disagreed with it then, and I disagree with it now. People need to be reminded every day who America's enemies are. They do. Donald Trump didn't bring this up. She brought it up. And I don't have any problem with him reminding people of who the left is these days. Ilhan Omar, and now AOC's defending her, and Rashida Tlaib's defending her. They want you to think they're the victims. They're not the victims of anything. Just remember that in Rashida Tlaib's office in Washington, D.C., there's a map that hangs on the wall. The state of Israel has a yellow post-it note over top of it with the word Palestine written on it. She's entitled to her opinion, but she's not entitled to her own facts. And these are people who came in as freshmen. And if you think that, if you saw Nancy Pelosi's comments that the progressives in the Congress are a total of like five people. Well, oddly enough, she took all five of those people and she put them on key committees. Why do you think that is? Because she had to negotiate with them to get her speakership back. It represents a whole lot more than the views of five people in the United States Congress right now. You can't get away from that. So Pelosi is kowtowing to this group who I don't believe have the best interest of America at their heart. I don't think they do. And I don't, the president is no more responsible for what, he's responsible for what he tweets out. He's not responsible for the words of Ilhan Omar. And I don't buy that.
I think they were misrepresented. I do.
You think who was misrepresented?
I think Trump misrepresented that in this case. I think her point was that a terrorist group did a horrible thing and then a lot of other people suffered repercussions from it, which is true. They did. And now, like, but the way she said it invalidated her point. And now the way he's responded is invalidating his.
She did it to defend the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is a public relations arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. So I've lost the ability to feel sorry for her at this point. Is cut number one the actual video?
Yes.
Is the audio?
CAIR was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
So you have no idea right
now? Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Some people did something.
Oh my goodness, there is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon.
Some people did something.
It just flew straight into it.
Time to stop acting like that didn't happen.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Or were in their schools and didn't know if they were going to see their parents at the end of the day to elicit such an image for such a transparently and politically motivated attack on Ilhan.
They're full of crap.
Yeah. That was AOC saying it was politically motivated for the New York Post to print that picture. And
selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I still don't get that. Nobody forced Ilhan Omar to use the words she used. And when you're in the public square, you're opening yourself up to being criticized for that. Again, you heard the audio of the thing the president retweeted. It was her saying some people did something, and then it was the horror. You could hear the horror in people's voices the day of the 9/11 attacks. You know why we forget that? Because there's been a blackout put on that video by the major networks in this country. If it wasn't for internet access, you wouldn't see it. They don't want you to remember that horror. Eric, welcome into the show.
Yeah, Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Omar, my opinion, should be thrown out of the Congress and deported back to Yemen with the rest of her clowns, because that woman's a danger to this country. You just never know what they're planning or what they're talking about behind closed doors when they're at home or when they're with the rest of their friends, you know. I don't, and her other buddy over there, I don't know what, remember what her name is. These people are a danger. I'll tell you what, man, we better wake up, or I don't know. I don't trust them. I don't trust them a bit.
Well, Eric, thank you for the phone call. You see, I can't read her mind. I can only listen to her words. And that's my point about what she said. She and Rashida Tlaib, who dropped the MF bomb on the president, apparently in front of her six-year-old son, they viscerally hate this president. Now, you have to ask yourself, why do they viscerally hate this president? Well, he's been tough on immigration. He has been tough on countries that, while they may be predominantly Muslim in faith, are also known exporters of terrorism. In his attempt to protect the citizens of this country from another terrorist attack, right? That's the whole issue with the travel ban, as they called it, was wanting to make sure that we have a system in place to better vet people. And of course, it was called a Muslim ban, and it was all blown out of proportion. But the bottom line is, you can't be in denial about what happened that day in New York City on 9/11. I remember specifically where I was. I was sitting at the news desk at Channel 4. I was the morning news anchor waiting for the network coverage to go to a commercial break so they'd come back to us. And Harry Smith, the then anchor of the CBS Morning News, pops on and says, "We have reports that a small airplane has hit one of the World Trade Center towers in New York." And they cut to a shot of it from a distance. And you can't really tell what you just see smoke. And then it wasn't very long until you saw the second full-size aircraft hit that tower. It was shock and awe. It was a moment in time I'll never forget. I said before, it was the Pearl Harbor of our lifetimes. And their people were holding hands, and the days after that, the country came together, they hugged each other, and it didn't take 4 or 5 weeks before they were at each other's throats again. And then the networks, within 12 months of that happening, made the decision that they weren't going to run that video anymore because it was inciting people. Well, we run the video of the attack on Pearl Harbor. We've even done movies on it. People need to remember how they felt that day so that we don't let our guard down. That's all I'm saying. And if you choose to conjure up that memory and dismiss it as something, some people did something, you have to be held responsible for your words. That's what's going on here. Don't come and cry to me because some people got angry with you over it. You brought it up, Ilhan Omar, not me.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.